From March 17th through April 14th, members of the resident acting company at Everyman Theater are gathering for evenings of laughter, literature, love lost, and maybe found, and plenty of libations, and you're cordially invited. If this sounds like a book club you may have been part of, you're on the right track. It's the local premiere of DC playwright Karen Zacharias' acerbic comedy of ill manners, aptly titled The Book Club Play. The production's director, Laura Kepley, joins me on the phone to spill some tea. Thanks for your time.
Hello, Gavin. I'm delighted to be here.
This play features a book club in action, but this is not just any book club, is it? Nor just an ordinary moment in the ordinary life of this group. How would you say things have changed or start to change when we enter their world? And what is that world?
So this book club has been together for many, many years. And some might say they are even a little bit stuck. But when the play starts, the book club is being filmed for a documentary about book clubs. So as we know, when something is observed, things change. So the book club, catalyzed by this documentary, is forced to look at themselves in new ways.
And those members of the book club who have been together, they're kind of a tiny microcosm of the sort of types I think many of us would expect to find in such circumstances. I wondered how you and the cast are balancing those comic archetypes with also exploring what makes the characters more specific and more human as they undergo that kind of change.
The characters in this play will feel very familiar to people and will have the capacity to surprise you because they're surprising themselves. You have the people who are very, I wouldn't call them snobs, but they have very strong opinions about literature and high art and the value of enlightenment, perhaps over entertainment. But then a new member comes into the book club, and this mysterious stranger shakes things up. He suggests that perhaps instead of the American classics, they should look at some more popular titles, such as The Da Vinci Code or Twilight. And yes, gasp. So this turns things upside down and really makes people question their aesthetics, their values, even their friendships, the bounds of friendships, and ultimately their personal identities. What is so fun about this fast-paced comedy is that all of the characters start in this place of being a little stuck because of the documentary, because of these new people coming into the group. Everything turns upside down. And what was a very neat, organized world becomes very messy very quickly. And it's in that chaos that they really find new perspectives and are able to grow, evolve, and change. What really draws me to this play and why I think it's so special is that that change allows them to fulfill themselves in ways they didn't even know they needed, and it allows their friendships to grow even deeper.
Director Laura Kepley has been my guest, talking about the production of The Book Club Play by Karen Zacharias, playing at Everyman Theater, March 17th through April 14th. For tickets and information, go to everymantheater.org. Laura, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
It was my pleasure, and I hope to see everyone at the theater.